Lesson 6. Mineral, inorganic, igneous rock, sedimentary rock, sediment, fossil, metamorphic rock, weathering, erosion, geologic time. Rocks and minerals are all around us. Do you think rocks and minerals are the same things? Read this lesson to find out how they are different. Minerals and rocks. Minerals. A diamond is a mineral. Quartz is a mineral. Mica is a mineral. A mineral is a solid that is formed naturally inside Earth. Minerals are formed from material that is inorganic. Material that is inorganic contains no living matter. All minerals are solid. Something that is a liquid or a gas is not a mineral. All minerals have a specific chemical makeup. The structure of each mineral is different. Different minerals can combine to form rocks. Classes of rocks. Scientists group rocks into three classes according to how they are formed. Igneous rock forms from magma. Magma is hot liquid rock from deep inside Earth. The magma may move toward Earth's surface from a volcano or through cracks in the crust. At the surface, magma is called lava. Lava hardens into solid rock. Sedimentary rock forms from tiny bits of rock that have broken off from larger rocks. These tiny bits of broken off rock are sediment. The sediment may mix with bits of living things, such as shells or bones. All the pieces build up in layers. The layers are squeezed and bonded together. Sedimentary rock often forms near Earth's surface or under the sea. Sedimentary rock may contain fossils. A fossil is the remains of a plant or an animal that lived long ago. Metamorphic rock forms when heat, pressure, or chemicals change rock. Metamorphic rock often forms deep inside Earth because that is where the heat and pressure are greatest. Rock changes from one class to another over and over. The rock cycle happens very slowly. It never ends. Here is one path through the rock cycle. Sediment builds up over thousands of years to form sedimentary rock. Heat and pressure deep inside Earth turn the rock into metamorphic rock. The metamorphic rock melts. It rises to the surface as magma. Then it hardens and becomes igneous rock. Forces that change rock. At the surface, rock can be changed by the effect of weathering. Weathering is the action of air, water, or chemicals on rock. Air and water change the size of rock. Chemicals change the makeup of rock. After weathering, erosion occurs. Erosion is the wearing away of rocks and sediment. Gravity, wind, water, and ice cause erosion. Human activity can also cause erosion. History and rocks. Layers of rock can tell scientists about Earth's history. Scientists measure Earth's history in geologic time. This is the total time from the formation of Earth to the present. The time is divided into four eras. The eras are broken into periods.